Have you ever bowed your head to pray, but could not find the right words? You wanted to pray, to connect with God, wanted the heart connection with your Heavenly Father, but you just did not know how to put into words what was in your heart. You just weren't sure what to pray. Most times, we know what we ought to pray, asking God for healing, comfort, peace, etc. But there are times when it is difficult to ascertain the will of God. So what then? Or perhaps we are just too sick or too worn down to even form words. How about then? Let me take you back again to Mark's Gospel, this time chapter 5, for the story of a desperate woman. I love this story because it is so simple, and I am that woman. What the woman does, any one of us could do. Here's the setup. This woman has been sick for 12 years and has used up her money on doctors, unable to cure her. The King James Version describes her as having an issue of blood, which means she has been menstruating all that time. In first century Jewish culture, that makes her an outcast because she is unclean and cannot even participate in ceremonial cleansing to get clean. Therefore, she cannot go to the temple or the marketplace. She cannot touch anyone, or they too will be unclean. Desperately lonely and beaten down, she hears that Jesus is coming to town, so she goes to find him, knowing he can heal her. Why, she has heard the stories about the healing rabbi. There he is, she excitedly says to herself. As usual, the crowds are pressing around him, so she lunges to touch the hem of his garment as he passes by. He stops, turns around, and asks, "Who touched me?" His disciples say, "Lord, look around you. Lots of people touched you." "No, I felt the power leave my body." You see, when Jesus performed miracles, he felt the power pass out of his body. He was fully aware that healing was taking place. "Who touched me?" The woman answers, "I did. I touched you." She must have thought he was going to shame her then, that she should be so bold. But no, not Jesus. He looks at her, probably like no one has looked at her in a long, long time, and says, "Woman, your faith has made you whole." At that moment, her life was fully restored. Jesus gave her back her life. I remember a particular time in my life when I wasn't sure what to pray. Sure, I wanted God's will, but what was it? This was decades ago, by the way. It was then that this story came alive for me. Oh, I could quote scripture aplenty. It was not scripture I needed. I needed a direct connection to God. It was then I became that woman in the marketplace, reaching out to touch the hem of the garment of the only one who knew what I needed and could meet me there. Breathing a simple "Jesus," a one-word prayer, I pictured myself reaching out to touch the hem of his garment because I knew he could change things. Yes, he alone could make me whole. I've taught this powerful story many times, sometimes bringing a piece of linen fabric that may have looked similar to that of Jesus' garment for folks to cut a little piece to hold, something tangible to represent their faith in his power. This beautifully painted, expansive mural pictured in your morning briefing moves me mightily. And I love looking at it, imagining that day in the marketplace. It is in the chapel at Magdala on the western shore of the Sea of Galilee, not far from where the woman found Jesus. When you do not know the words to pray, reach out and touch the hem of Jesus' garment. He is enough. Jesus.
Ostracized for 12 years, I'm used to being alone. Spend everything I had and now it's gone. I'm used to being put down. My issues tell it all. My only hope is anchored in this fall. If I could just touch the hem of His God. If He knew, would He rebuke me or shame me to the crowd? Well, I'm desperate because it's never or it's now. If I could just touch the hem of His garment, I know I'd be made whole. If I could just pray. Somebody has unleashed my power. Well, frightened and embarrassed, I bowed. You see, I told him of my troubles and how I had to. And I know.